starting now and now and now. How about now? Now?
Right now.
Now. Right now?
Right now.
It's Halloween right now. It's now.
It's right now.
It's for the rest of the week. It's right now.
Dude, it's been Halloween for the whole month as far as I'm concerned.
Oh my gosh. I wish it was that way in my house. My house is like, I still don't have any Halloween decorations up, guys, and it's Halloween.
Girl, get on that.
Ugh, terrible. I've just...
Get some decorations up. Are they allowing trick-or-treating in your neighborhood now?
They are, like, it's kind of like a, if you want to,
okay.
I'm probably not going to this year, sadly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just eat my own bowl of candy and trick-or-treat, you know, I just have to say trick-or-treat every time I eat a bowl of candy,
right.
You know, out of the bowl, it's trick-or-treat, candy
as
wrapper.
As far as I know, they're allowing trick-or-treating here. I don't think they've got, I don't know what kind of regulations or restrictions they've got, but I know that like my neighborhood Facebook group, everybody's been like popping on going, so, you know, who's passing out candy? And I'm like, oh, my house with the aliens, we're handing out candy.
Yeah, yay. I thought about like building one of those tubes and stuff and like having a little delivery system. I'm such a hermit. I'm sorry. Please call me, you know, Bunker Billy. Just not that one, you know, not the other one. The one who we shall not speak his name.
Right. Yes. So,
but in other news, happy Halloween, guys.
Happy Halloween.
Trick or treat.
Guys, gals, boils and ghouls.
Yeah. A little bonus episode with me again. I've returned.
And then tomorrow, well, when this comes out tomorrow, when you're listening to this, hopefully it'll be Halloween. If not, I'm sorry. But tomorrow, November 1st, there will be another regularly scheduled episode coming out with Sam from What's in Your Hometown.
Yay!
So look forward to that. We actually recorded it before Tess and I sat down to record this one. So
she beat me to it.
She had a good topic. I actually really liked it. So.
Oh, fabulous. I can't wait to hear it. I just can't wait to hear from her. Awesome. Awesome. Done. I hope you guys are having a wonderful Halloween. What are you for Halloween this year?
I'm going to be like a human version of SpongeBob because I am having like a very small like Halloween get together and the theme is 90s cartoons and SpongeBob, despite what most people think, SpongeBob is a 90s cartoon. He is one of the last remaining. He is the last remaining 90s Nicktoon. That's still around because he came out June of 1999. So
I'm not ready.
Yeah. So I'm going to be SpongeBob.
I'm not ready for this. I don't think any of us are ready for this.
Well, if any of you have seen my TikTok, you'll have seen my SpongeBob costume because I've done 2 SpongeBob TikToks. So
is anyone coming as sexy get up Patrick? Because I totally want to claim that role.
Not that I'm aware of. So if you want to do like Fishnets Patrick, you're welcome to.
Heck yeah. That sounds like so much fun. Awesome. I mean, just green shorts and
fishnets and some hot, like thigh high boots. Yeah.
Don't even have to worry about a shirt.
I think one of my friends is coming as Quail Man.
Oh, nice.
I know one of my friends is coming as Princess, the evil Powerpuff Girl, the yellow one. That, you know, like she wasn't actually a Powerpuff Girl, but she got her dad to buy her powers, which was like a jetpack and stuff like that.
Right. The Batman of the Powerpuff Girls, I see.
Kind of, but bad.
But bad. Bad Batman.
Bad Batman. Bad man, yes. But so we've got a special episode for you today. We are reading listener stories. We've never done this before.
We got so many.
We got so many. So we had like one episode where I took like an idea from like when one of our listeners sent in like ideas for a cryptid and I borrowed their idea. But we've never really done listener stories before. And we got a lot. Like at first I was like, oh no, nobody's going to send in anything. And then we got like a flood of them. And I was like, oh my God. So we're going to.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
We're going to read as many of them as we can. So this may be an extra long episode.
In fact, I actually want to kick things off with my own. So,
okay, you do that and then I will kick things off with one of my dad's.
Okay. So then I actually have one that kind of hits close to home.
Okay.
So I was probably a teenager. You know, I've always lived in like Sacramento, Northern California area and stuff. And the Bay Area is really close. Mm-hmm. And so we would go to the you know, right off the Golden Gate Bridge. And, you know, especially like right when you get there, there's this little restaurant called the Moss Distillery. And it's very famously haunted. Everybody, they are like, they tout that they're haunted. It's like, you know, an exciting place to be. Like, people look for paranormal activity there. Now, I was not there for that. Okay. I mean, I'm an individual with an open mind. Mm-hmm. I'm not someone who will say ghosts are not real, but I'm also somebody who was going to approach something with skepticism, as you guys know.
Right. Yep.
But I was like maybe 15 years old, ordered my clam chowder and stuff, and walked down the hall to go to the bathroom. And there's a, like, you kind of walk down the hall and it's like past a storeroom around the corner. It's like a wood door going, do my business and stuff. But when I go to leave the stall, I cannot open the door. And for all intents and purposes, I should be able to open the door. Like,
right.
It's just a regular stall door. Like, nothing is jammed. Cannot open the door. Kind of like jimbled it, you know, jiggled it and stuff. It's unlocked and everything.
Okay.
Took a deep breath, step back. It unlocks. I leave the door. I didn't panic like enough to be like, oh my God, get me out of here. But, you know, I wasn't screaming and stuff, but it was definitely one of those things like, that should have opened.
Right.
That was weird. Hmm. And then I go over and wash my hands and there is this eerie feeling that like something is like over my shoulder. Like you know that feeling where you're just like kind of uneasily uncomfortable.
Nope, I don't like that.
And I end up having that feeling like all day. Ugh. And again, not something you like I wasn't looking to to acknowledge and stuff, but I'll at least tell you about the haunted history of the Moss Beach Distillery. Mm-hmm. It's pretty typical of like, you know, your lore of like, you know, the lady in the lake. They kind of have their own.
Right.
She's the blue lady. And allegedly about like more than 70 years ago, she met like a handsome stranger near the distillery. And it's like on this cliff. And there's this beautiful like area beneath the restaurant and stuff.
Okay.
And she said that like as the story goes, she met this man by chance and he was like a little dangerous, kind of sexy, ooh, you know, typically as the story goes.
We do like bad boys, yes.
Kind of a sophisticated ladies man, to say. But he was a piano player at the bar. So you can kind of picture like a suit. So an
artiste.
Yeah.
A bad boy musician. Gotcha.
Yeah. And he liked to hang out in the ladies' restroom.
Oh, so
creepy.
A pervy bad boy musician.
Pervy, yes, as the story goes. But the naive young woman, as you know, she was always dressed in blue, already married to another guy and stuff, but the unsuspecting husband never knew of the like illicit affair with this guy in the restroom.
Oh.
Meet me in the ladies' room.
Right.
But she would make trips to the restaurant to meet up with the lover. She eventually was apparently killed. So
they had like ladies' room rendezvous, is what you're saying.
Apparently. Oh my God. There's some lore that say that he liked, like, you know, there were multiple women, excuse me. Mm-hmm. But then there's others that say like it was, you know, just him and her. So there's multiple ways that this story goes. But the beautiful lady eventually was reportedly killed beneath the restaurant. And he was assaulted in the attack. But he survived.
Okay.
So obviously there's some like skepticism about who killed him or not who killed him. Excuse me. I'm a little tired.
It's okay.
there's some skepticism about like, you know, who killed her. And, you know, clearly when one survives, there's always the like,
there's always the, well,
sadly,
I'm not saying
we shouldn't be doing that to people. That's horrible and traumatic. But,
right. But it's like, you look at it.
For lore's
statistically
sake,
speaking, it's like, I'm not saying it's you, but I'm not saying it's you either.
Exactly. Exactly. But they since then, though, since her death, the restaurant has, they've had tons of reports of stuff like levitating checkbooks, locked rooms from the inside without any other means of entry.
Okay.
Women's diners losing like one earring, like that just never showed up again.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've had that feeling. I've had things that just disappear. And then you move and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
But apparently she hasn't been like super destructive. And but usually like small kids see her. So I was, okay. You know, just kind of like fresh around being a teenager. And I don't know if it was her or him, but mm-hmm. somebody didn't want me to leave the bathroom for a second. And nobody wow. else was in there with me. I want to add that little kind of asterisk. I know that was kind of a weird story, kind of all over the place. But
I like it, though. It was interesting.
Thanks for coming with me.
I like it. Okay, so it's not really my ghost story, it's my father's, and almost not even his, but like more like my grandfather's, if that makes any sense. So mm-hmm. I didn't experience this. My dad was alive but was asleep at the time, so he didn't really experience this per se. So my dad's mother, my grandmother, died when my dad was 7 years old. And my aunt was 4. Yeah. So very young. She had diabetes, you know, and this was back in like the 40s and 50s when not a lot was known about diabetes or how to really treat it well. Mm-hmm. So she passed away from diabetes when my dad was 7. And one of the things that had always happened when she was alive was she kept the doors open on my dad and my aunt's bedrooms. You know, when she would tuck them into bed, she would leave the doors open. When she passed away, my grandpa started closing the bedroom doors. And on multiple occasions, he would hear the sound of flip-flops walking down the hall, which is what my grandmother was known to wear all the time. She loved her flip-flops. And
oh my gosh.
After he'd tuck the children in and, you know, close the bedroom door, he'd hear the sound of flip-flops and he'd go and he'd look at, you know, look down the hallway and the bedroom doors would be open.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
I'm
so,
gonna haunt your ass just to come back and open your doors. Like, yes, so, grandma.
You know, so short, it's a very, you know, short story, but yeah. So apparently that house was haunted by the ghost of my grandmother and my dad's mother
wow.
that passed. Just,
wow.
you know, kind of checking in on them from beyond.
That's very sweet though. She's being
kind of.
Safe.
Yeah.
She's checking in on everybody. Yeah. Oh, nice. That's nice to know that she's there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they don't own the house anymore. They, you know, they sold that off after my grandpa passed. But, it makes me wonder though, if the current residents of the house still have, you know, any sort of experiences or not, but like, you know,
that would be very interesting.
It would be very interesting. I'm curious if the house is still haunted or not, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Ooh.
Yes. Hmm. So maybe like I said, short story, but that's
future
that's,
adventure.
That's a family short story. So
that's very cool. That's very cool. Well, we need to like, you know, keep, you know, this year has been cruel enough.
Yes.
And to
since
us,
this
so we
is
need to keep
Halloween and
tradition
you know,
alive.
Yes. It's Halloween. It is, you know, the hour of superstition. So for superstition's sake, we're still going to flip the penny for our thoughts because, you
yes,
know,
before we tell some,
before
your
we tell
ghost
some
stories,
of your ghost
you know.
Stories and paranormal stories. So.
So here we go. So let's see. Who should pick? I'll pick.
Okay.
Let's say off with their heads, headless horsemen. Let's go with heads, guys. Here's in it for the heads. And it's tails. Of course it is.
I swear.
It's always God.
So
I just
in
it's
in
cursed, guys. It's cursed.
I mean, it really is. Or I just have like the best luck in the world when it comes to a coin toss. So like
I think you rigged the penny before he left.
I guess. But I mean, no, it's not just your penny because I win the coin toss tomorrow in the episode with Sam.
Every penny ever is just jinxed. It's cursed. It's been
I wish I was this lucky with like things that mattered. I wish I was this lucky with things that mattered, but I'm not.
Right.
Okay. So A lot of our ghost stories did come in from like friends of ours, but this one didn't. So I'm going to start with this one because it's just, it makes me very excited. So this one comes from Louise, pronounced like Thelma and Louise. And it's titled A Ghost Story from Sweden. Mm. So this is from a listener from Sweden. So, hi guys, here comes a small ghost story from this summer. Please keep in mind that I am Swedish and my English might be a bit rough. That's okay. If you've been listening to us, you know that there are plenty of times where my English is a bit rough and it's exactly. my only language.
No one's perfect. Exactly.
Well, it's my first language. I do speak a second language, but English is my first language and I still have problems. So I'm sure your English is more than fine. So...
we understand.
Louise says, me, 28 female, and my fiance, 30 male, bought an old farm this summer. It has five different buildings Ooh. Built anywhere between 1400 and 1800. And that just, that Oh. blows my mind because it's like, you know, as an American, we've talked about this so many times where it's like, all we really think back to is like the 1700s, maybe mm-hmm. the 1600s, mm-hmm. but it's like most Americans, our sense of history doesn't really go past 1776.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, we
get
know
to like
that
Roanoke
there were people,
and then it's like, shush.
Yeah. It's like, we know that there were people here prior to us, but it's like, there's something about that American history mentality where it's hard for us to fathom that you had a farm that's from potentially the 1400s.
That is insane. I am so jealous. And I bet that is absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
Just having a conniption over here.
Right.
Go on.
Oh, Louise literally goes on the next sentence. I know one of my buildings is older than your country.
Yeah, Louise!
Louise, you read our minds. She goes, it was earlier owned by the church and is therefore named Nazareth. So one of the Ooh. Farm buildings is named Nazareth. That's cool.
Cool.
The old stable was redone into a guest house a few years ago. So when we moved, my sister came over to help and stayed in the guest house. In the guest house, there is a sleeping loft and under is a storage room, which you can only access from a separate door on the outside. Okay, that makes sense. I'm okay. picturing that. So basically mm-hmm. it's a storage room with a room up on top of it.
Yes.
And you can only access the storage room from the outside. Okay. At breakfast, after the first night, my sister asked us why we had been in the storage room at night after we had all gone to bed. We hadn't. Oh, I just got goosebumps.
Ooh, you got old ghosts.
Oh, I just got really Ooh. Bad goosebumps. Okay. She told us that she clearly heard someone open the door. It's a really old and heavy barn door and walk around the storage room, dragging something on the floor, making a scraping sound. I'm really getting creeped out right now.
Ooh.
Ugh. Can you
That's
imagine
the point, though, right?
like,
yeah,
like
thanks,
late
guys.
At night, Ooh. This like creaky old barn door creaks open and you hear something yeah. shuffling around, scraping and dragging something
Ooh.
Right underneath you. Firm pass. We discussed what could have caused the noise and chucked it up to rats. That is always the logical conclusion that everybody seems yeah. to come to is rats.
Rats.
The following
shoot
night,
it,
she
apparently.
Heard.
That's the next logical step.
What was that?
Shoot it is the next.
Oh yeah, shoot it is.
Step.
Well, they're not American.
Oh, that's true. Oh God, sorry. Oh God.
If they were here in America, then yes, absolutely. The next logical step is get a gun.
Yes, yes, but not in America. No, we're in Sweden. Go on.
The following nights, she heard nothing, or at least didn't wake up from it. Fast forward a few weeks, I'm having a cup of coffee with our neighbor, who's 71-year-old woman, who has lived in her house since she was born. I told her about the incident with the noise, and she just smiled. You know, that creepy smile old people do when they know something you don't. Yes, I
Ooh,
do know that smile.
Lady. Oh.
Ugh. So she goes, oh, that's just Dokken, she said. Dokken is Swedish and directly translates to the doll. Nope. Oh, God, no.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
No. Oh, no. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Dokken is Swedish and directly translates to the doll. I almost peed myself.
Well,
I would
that
too,
makes three
Louise.
Of us.
Yes, that makes three of us, Louise. She continued, Dokken is the old horse who used to live here during the 1940s. She helped in on the field and was also in the army. So an army horse, I guess, named Doll. Cool. Okay, that makes it a little less creepy.
Oh, that's even, I like that.
Okay,
now.
That makes it a lot less creepy. It's a horse named Doll. Okay.
Oh, well, that just saved itself. Oh. Yeah.
They could just drive up to the farm and say that she was needed and take her for a few weeks. So she'd kind of get drafted, I guess.
Really.
Her stall was where the storage room is now, and it was too small. She had to make a 180-degree turn after she got in, making a scraping noise with her hooves on the concrete floor. She comes home sometimes, and I think she likes you. That's what the woman said.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's, man.
Louise goes on to say, I'm so effing glad it wasn't a doll, but a big draft horse, and we always make sure to greet her when we walk into the storage room. Thank you for the amazing pod, Louise. Oh, my God, Louise. You had me so terrified for your safety there for a second.
Like, seriously.
Oh, I was like, oh, God, please don't let it be a haunted doll. That's all we need is like Robert, like another version of
downstairs.
Like, well, I mean, all we need is like another version of like Robert the doll or Annabelle or anything like that. It's like, we don't need any more of those. But a horse named Doll, that's cute, because I imagine that she probably had the nickname Dolly.
And that's very, I like that ending. That's very nice.
Thank you, Louise. That was a great sunshine. Story. I love that.
Thank you, Louise. And if you're not careful, I'm going to show up at your doorstep and want to see your ghost horse.
Yes, I want to see the ghost horse. Also,
be careful.
Tessa, you're not Swedish, right? You're Norwegian?
I'm Dutch, actually.
Dutch. Okay. I'm bad, you know, when it comes to being an American and mixing all of those countries and like the Netherlands together.
Tall, white, pale people. I know.
But yeah, I just, like I said, as an American who's, you know, terrible with geography, I always mix up Sweden, the Netherlands, you know, Holland.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all right there next to each other. So I kind of mix them up, and I apologize
very
for that.
Close.
So
very close. Although Holland is very cool how it was built. If you guys haven't actually looked into how Holland was built, look it up. It's very, very cool. But I'm not going to go into it here. Okay. Anyway, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
It's my turn. Okay, well, I'm going to start with a, with a glass of water. I'm going to start with an email from one of our very loyal listeners who's very active in the crypt. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to be a part of the crypt, check out our Patreon and see if you know, give us a little donation and we'll let you write in and you guys can communicate with us. And we, you know, we have fun all day long.
We have so much fun. We post memes in there. We just kind of go crazy and talk about whatever. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah.
So she sent us two emails. So I'm going to read two of them because she's awesome, because she's got one for her and one for her husband.
Oh, awesome.
So she says in this first one, she says, "Hi guys, I don't really have any experiences of my own." You liar. I know you do. But her husband does. And she says, "So much that I believe he was abducted by aliens." Or weren't we all at some point, right?
Yes.
I mean, so she said, "I read that many abductees say to have experienced a loss of time, night terrors, low self-esteem, sleepwalking, fear of doctors, and visions." Mm-hmm. I've also read that some children see familiar figures instead of aliens when abducted, which I thought was really interesting.
That is interesting.
You know, if it has, you know, if they've got the technology to beam themselves, you know, across light year to get here.
Right.
I would imagine they'd be able to like suck up our media and project themselves.
Right. Or project themselves onto our memories and stuff like that. Yeah.
Who the hell knows? Who are we to judge?
Interesting. Very interesting. So,
she says, "I say this because this is what happened to my husband on many different occasions. When he was young, he saw a green fog hovering over his sleeping father's body.
He only
remembers that and then waking up the next morning in his bed." So, oh my God. Oh my God.
That's creepy. That is very creepy.
He also had a visit from Donkey Kong. Oh, that would... Now, that depends on what end of Donkey Kong you're on.
I would not mind a visit from Donkey Kong, but
exactly. He also had a visit from Donkey Kong that seemed to have walked through the wall of his bedroom one night. Now, are we talking like Kool-Aid Man walking through the wall, or like just
phase through the wall? I'm assuming phasing through.
I'm because
I would assume that crashing through the wall would have left a big hole in the wall that everybody would have seen.
Agreed. So she says he again only remembers this and then waking up. So like really, you know, next thing he knows, it's morning time.
Right.
He has seen dark figures behind his friends. Woo. And has seen his friend's eyes turn black and then back to normal. That would be freaky. Do you tell your friend if you see that? It's like you gave a schmutz, but your like eyes are black for a second.
I don't know.
He's had debilitating depression for most of his life and night terrors, where he either screams in his sleep or scrambles out of bed screaming the words, "Get away from me." Oh, I'm sorry, man.
That's rough.
Night terrors suck.
I had a friend that had not night terrors, but sleep paralysis, which apparently is a version of night terrors. So I feel for you. That's rough.
It just not to give too much. Like Ian has had one, and it just woo. It's like, you know, just in a nap, and you're like, are you okay? Like it scared me, and I was just.
Well, they're like nightmares on crack.
God, I can't imagine. So, sorry, man. She says, whenever I try to get him to a doctor or a therapist for these things, he refuses. And like, it looks like he's gonna have a panic attack. Oh, bud, we're here for you.
Yes,
your whole family is here for you. Please. We all encourage you to be healthy.
Yes.
So
take care of yourselves. Amber.
Listen to your wife.
Yes.
Sorry for the long email. Yes, we can absolutely use it. So I'm also going to talk about yours, Amber, because you sent me another one too. So we send love and good feelings and great vibes to you, to your husband.
Also, thank you, Amber, for sending us your pronouns and normalizing pronouns. We appreciate that.
Yes. We love you, Amber. Also, let's say, they have a story of their own too.
Mm-hmm.
My story involves our ghost cat. A couple years after my husband and I moved to the house we live in now, we adopted a cat. He wasn't super snuggly as he was one of those more, I'm a cat, you're my slave type of cats. Oh, I have one of those. Oh my gosh, Vegas.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Vegas is that kind of cat.
He's so sweet, but he bites, and I can't, he's such a dick. So I know that cat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with this recent addition to our house, we started to have experiences of a ghost cat. Ooh, he came with a ghost cat. That's cool.
That's cute.
We call it ghost cat because sometimes while sleeping, I would feel a presence crawl into bed and snuggle. It would need a spot on the bed, do a circle motion before stopping. I would then feel around and pet it, thinking that it was my cat finally being snuggly, but nothing was there.
Ooh.
Either you have a sneaky kitty or you have a ghost kitty. Ooh.
I like that.
Sometimes we would see something dart up the stairs, like a quick shadow of sorts, when our cat was sitting right in front of us. Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
Like that would creep me out on one hand, but on the other, it'd give me the ability to have more cats without having to feed them and clean their litter box.
Right.
So it's like, maybe not so bad.
I know for sure when, it seems like you guys just adopted this cat and came with a ghost cat. When I was a kid, I grew up with three cats, and the first one passed away when I was 9 because they were my mom's cats.
Okay.
I was very, very, very close to him. And, after he died, I would see him out of the corner of my eye all the time. Like, and I still occasionally do. And I don't know if that's just I'm used to seeing him turn that corner in that way. So my eye automatically loads that, you know, vision, and whether or not that's actually there or not, I don't know. That's kind of always been my answer for it and stuff, but woo. She says she even saw it one time in the dark sitting on a window perch and then turned the light on to say goodnight. Ooh, yes, I say goodnight to my animals. Don't judge. I do too. I tuck them in. Java has so many beds. But it wasn't there. Ooh, it disappeared. Woo. We haven't felt the ghost cat in a while. We have two cats now and no one acts out of sorts. But when I give my cats treats, I always leave one by the window for a ghost cat just in case. Oh, good. That's not good. Some kitty is very fat. love the podcast. Yes, love you too. And you guys are just as awesome.
Love you. That was awesome. Like I said, I would love to have ghost cats because it would allow me to have more cats because
yes,
I've realized throughout my life that more cats equals more living. Exactly. More cats is more alive, so
more things. More things to keep alive, to be concerned about.
Okay.
Like, somebody asked me if I wanted to make sourdough recently, and I was like, that is way too much responsibility. I cannot keep a culture alive.
Right. Yeah, I've heard sourdough is, like, really hard to keep alive and keep going.
Sometimes.
But.
Yeah.
Okay, so our next email came to us through Facebook from Dominic. Dominic says, okay, so this is kind of a long story going all the way back to when I was a child, as young as 2 or 3 years old. I always had a best friend named Charlie. He was my imaginary, quote unquote, friend. All of my favorite toys, a blue bunny, a blue rag doll, a second blue bunny that was almost identical to the first, all named Charlie. Charlie was my best friend. As I grew older, strange things would happen around the house, and I would always tell my mom or my sister that it was Charlie. Of course, that meant it was just me blaming my imaginary friend. Car keys would disappear, lights would turn on and off all on their own, the porch door and the kitchen door would open on their own. It was always Charlie. And then Dominic goes, this is Charlie, and sends me this obituary for Charles Dillehay, who lived from 1857 until 1915.
Whoa.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's, see, I think kids are very intuitive.
Yeah. So
I think kids see on another plane. There does.
They see things that adults can't see, or that have closed themselves off to, you know, or made themselves jaded to. Yeah. Dominic continues on to say, the man who homesteaded and built the home I grew up in was Charles Dillehay, or Charlie, the man who at the time was considered wealthy and ran the local picture house. So he ran a movie house. The man who was murdered at the end of our driveway in 1915. Oh my God. And as a kid that's 2 or 3 years old, you're not going to know that.
No. Heck no. Why would you know that?
You wouldn't know that. Ooh. Not to mention, like, Dominic was growing up, like, you know, in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the 80s. So it's like we didn't have access to the internet and didn't just know people that exactly. were murdered in our driveway in 1915.
When are you going to look up the encyclopedia of, you know, people who were murdered at the end of your driveway?
I mean, maybe you'd, like, have, like, a list of previous owners, possibly, but
that's
I don't know.
That's true.
But I mean, a two or three year old wouldn't know that and definitely wouldn't know his name. Dominic finishes off by saying, the entire time I grew up, Charlie was more like a guardian angel than a ghost. He sure did freak out my family though. Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's sweet that he was not a mean ghost. But that's still very, very yes. freaky. So thank you. Thank you, Dominic. I really appreciate you writing in. Thank you.
So. Yay. Thank you, Dominic. That's awesome. Okay. So my turn. I'll do one mm-hmm. more and then we'll take a break because yeah. I'll do a little long one here. Okay. Let's see.
And this one comes from Madeline, who uses she, her pronouns. So thank you, Madeline, yeah. for normalizing pronouns.
So this one's from Madeline. Thank you, Madeline. Just to get some fan rambling out of the way, I've been listening to your podcast since it came out. Love your content, the way you cover content. Scratches my itch. Awesome. Love it. Scratch, scratch, scratch.
We love to scratch your itch in your brain and your ear holes because we love mentioning exactly. your ear holes.
Oh, yeah. All up in there. I always put you guys on when I'm cleaning or scooting places because I got an electric scooter to reduce my carbon footprint. Good on ya. Thank you for
job.
Being good to the environment. So when you guys asked to send in ghost stories, my brain instantly went to multiple ones I've heard throughout my family and personal experiences. It was quite hard to figure out which ones to send in. Oh, thank you. Thank you for curating, though. Thank you.
We love it. Yes.
Okay, so my personal experience is not exactly up there with the creepy factor, but looking back on it makes my skin crawl, so here it goes. I'm 100% positive that my house has some form of poltergeist or demon in it.
Oh,
and
God.
I call it that because I'm pretty sure ghosts don't knock over or make religious objects disappear or break. Oh, God.
Oh, that definitely sounds like demonic activity. That makes Sammy uncomfy.
That's uncomfortable. Oh, gosh. I know it's quite a claim, but my evidence is damning to my friends and guests who have never been in my house.
Okay.
Wow.
Yikes.
For some backstory, our landlord, who is older than dirt, awesome, and is that rocks.
That's pretty old.
basically a slumlord, but that's not the point. Okay. Nod.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fight your fight, girl.
We've all had those kind of landlords before.
Yes. Like, oh, man. By saying that, I mean I'm behind you 100%. They built this house back in the 60s and 70s after the partner sold out and sold a huge chunk of their shared land to a developing golf course. Of course, This angered her landlord. And so before his partner could convince him to sell his land, he quickly built the duplex we live in now. My sister affectionately claims that we live in spite land, and she's not too far apart. I love it. Yeah, this is where it gets a bit finicky. After the house was built, it's been through a lot of renters, and I mean a lot. Like, to the point of the handyman that's been with the house for years can't recall them all, and he's only been with the house for 20 years. Wow. Jeez, that's a high turnover for a house.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
He claims a lot of renters don't make it through their leases. Of course, this made me curious, and I pressed him a bit further, and he said, I've had families just leave, no warning, no notice, they just pack up and leave. He shook his head and continued, I've had two families leave with Thanksgiving dinner on the table. Jeez, that's expensive. And leaving behind furniture, electronics, and heirlooms that would get a pretty penny in the pawn shop. Of course, this is no sweat off my back because it means I get to keep that kind of stuff. Wow. Oh my gosh. People just taking off. Like, what's in your house? Like, spite land, no kidding. Of course, I would normally chalk this up to the crabby landlord and leave it at that. But after living in this house for about 5 years, I can see why people pack and leave. Ooh. To start off, there have been recorded deaths in this house. One broken neck after climbing the tree in the backyard to trim some branches. Oh. One accidental OD and one natural cause. I've woken up to every cabinet in my house being opened wide while I've been alone. Things disappear and have yet to turn up or turn up in the most random spots. Ugh. Cold spots that give you goosebumps. Personally, I have experienced scratches and bruises when I wake up and the most strange noises that seem to bounce off the walls. Yikes. Oh,
yeah, this is like poltergeist level activity. I don't like that. That makes me so...
It's affecting you. It's bruising you. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's... You need to call an old priest and a young priest. No.
Yeah, really. Like, oh my God.
Like a bunch of sage, just have a sage bonfire right in your living room.
Oh my gosh. Call a shaman and a, like,
just
I mean.
One of everything. One of everything. Yeah. You know, connect like a hose to a vat of holy water, you know, just.
Siphon it into your
a little bit of everything.
Everything. Just cover all your bases. Salt everywhere.
Oh, so much. Oh God. I'm scared for you. Like, I'm joking, but this really makes me uncomfortable.
There's still another very large paragraph. Oh God. So okay. It's worse.
Okay, I'll shut up.
However, the first worst part of the house has been dubbed the creepy closet. Ooh.
No.
Sammy's from the creepy closet.
I don't know about that.
We have a podcast about conspiracies and cryptids. All right.
I'm from the creepy closet. Then you are too, though.
Clearly. I shoved you out. I'm deeper in it. It's the basement. It's in the basement. We of course it's in the basement. Like all creepy
closet in the creepy basement. That is a hard pass for me on every level. Like,
more like a cave that's under the stairs than a closet. Even better.
God. This just gets worse and worse the more you describe it.
This house is only built 20 years ago, and it sounds like it was built like a dungeon.
I mean, I literally, I'm not picturing a house from like the early late 90s, early 2000s. I'm picturing like this Victorian style mansion with like this rubble built basement with like this creepy dungeon cupboard under the stairs that has like shackles hanging from the ceiling.
Exactly.
Ugh, I hate this. Okay.
The only thing apparently that makes it a closet is the boxes of stuff in it. So that means you've made it a closet. Oh. Perfect. So you've just, this cave is now a closet.
Okay.
When we first moved in, we put all of our holiday decorations in it. Oh, great. Haunted Santa. And with its size. I am the only one small enough to fit in it. Crawl space.
I'm so sorry.
So I was putting the boxes away and I stumbled upon writing on the walls. I'll attach pictures of the largest chunk, but as I'm not comfortable with going all the way back into the get the rest. Ooh. Ugh. There's ADHD medication bottles filled to the brim and a dangerously high dose in all three bottles. Ooh. A knife with suspicious stains on them, carvings on the wood, suicide packs between friends, creepy drawings on the walls, sunflower paintings. Not creepy by any means, but this with this, it's a little eerie to say the least. Yeah, like
I hate everything that you've said.
And my, let's see, what to do. And my sister's birth name, which for context is very rare. I have yet to come across another person with her name, and we have lived in 5 states over my 17 years of life. Oh my gosh. Ooh.
Oh my God.
Wow. After coming across all of this, is when the spookiest in the house got cranked, spookiness in the house got cranked up to a 10. Things like weird shadows on the walls that look odd, like oddly shaped people, a near constant feeling of being watched. I know that feeling.
I hate that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to be like that all the time. I've only had it for like last, like, you know, an extended like couple hours and stuff, but all the time in your own house. Ew. Yeah,
nope.
We have also have a weird hatch in our ceiling we refuse to open that sometimes shifts. Nope.
Not only do you have a creepy torture closet under the stairs, but you've got
a crawl space in your attic.
You've got a creepy hatch in your attic too. You better run, girl. You in danger, girl.
You're in danger. Run. I've heard things skittering in the hatch. Could be animals, however I don't think animals can skitter heavily enough to cause the lights to shake, and I have on one occasion saw long black fingers wrap around our archway with what looked like a head poke out and stare me down before disappearing.
I almost threw up just then. Okay, nope. I hate everything girl. About that girl. You are in danger. Get out,
girl. Get out.
I shouldn't have whispered that. Now I'm worried that she's going to be listening to this and all of a sudden it's like a whisper in her ear to get out. Maybe when's that'll give her the courage to get out, though.
Happy Halloween. Oh. But what sticks out the most is the shadows. Of course it's the shadows. It's always the shadows. We don't have many windows in the house, but we use lights and lamps because, duh, what else would we use? Yeah, I mean, we live by the light of our phones. With this in mind, the lights and lamps are fixed in spots, so it's highly unlikely that it's a tampering or interference with household objects. So the shadows that are made are the same day in and day out. So when new shadows appear, you notice it quicker than you can say noodles. Okay. And I can say noodles pretty fast. sometimes they are small enough where they barely register, but more often than not, they are these big blobs of black slime slapped on the wall. Once you look at them, they kind of creep away into existing shadows. I never feel unsafe in my house and just unnerved and spooked. I think you should reevaluate.
Yep. Your living situation. Like, I understand. Okay. Let me just preface that by saying, I understand it's hard to move sometimes. I totally get that. It's expensive to move and it's difficult to move. I do get that. But I, for your own safety, because I do care.
It sounds like you're a teenager too, so you're probably at the mercy of your parents.
Oh, now that is a possibility too.
So
if that's the case,
your mom to run.
If that's the case, you know, I would definitely talk to your parents about it. Like, okay, so if the case is that you're living with your family and your parents, I would definitely talk to your parents about your concerns and maybe they can, you know, talk to you about their concerns and you can talk, you can do this as a family. If you are out on your own and you're not living with your family or parents, I would definitely advice. I would definitely encourage you to look into possibly finding someplace else to live because I'm worried about your safety and it sounds very scary. I would not
Sammy
feel safe
can be found
there.
At the YMCA giving advice.
I'm scared. That's terrifying and I wouldn't want to go through that either.
She says that, and did I mention my friends believe that the house is haunted as well? Of course, because I would too. Yep. You have very smart friends to the point where they refuse to sleep in my living room or basement without me there. I wouldn't sleep in your basement. Oh, you're either, dear. Without me there with them. But that's where their beliefs end. None of them actually sent me a Catholic rosary to hang in our house.
Yes.
One of them actually sent me a Catholic rosary to hang in the house to ward off the demon, despite my family being Pentecostal.
Also, like, listen, my family's like Baptist. Send you some, like, you know, anointing oil and some holy water. I don't care, but let's make your house some, like, safer.
We have cleansed the house of sage, white, because we're whiter than cream cheese and don't need any more bad juju and holy water. And every prayer under the sun with no letting up. So at this point, we've just made our peace with it and try our best to ignore the spooky stuff that arises. Mm-hmm. I tried to my best to condense a lot of the stuff as best you could tell. This is the short version, and you can only imagine the long version. Well, I believe we made it even longer with all of our interjections.
Yeah, a little
You're
bit.
A very great writer. And then also here's our picture. The writing on the wall says, "Where am I supposed to be? My life is torture, anguish. So I do not belong here. Yes, some make it easy, but not much." Oh, wow. And then it goes on. Wow. And it sounds like with all that medication, someone that needed a lot of help
lived
there.
Like, I'm looking at the same picture. And to me, who was like, I went through like, well, Tessa, we literally talked about this on Twitter today.
We nearly did.
We both
this
went through an
like
emo phase. Tessa and I both had like a really big emo phase, like around like between 2006 and like 2009 or 10. Definitely had an emo scene kid phase. And
skulls everywhere.
I definitely wrote poetry like that on more than one occasion. And it's like, so, with you telling us that
kid.
This house
very
is like...
Very medicated scene kid.
Well, I mean, she's telling us that this house is literally from like the early 2000s, which is when the emo mm-hmm. scene kid thing was like at its mm-hmm. peak. This sounds like some angsty emo teenager who wrote their poetry on the post of the door.
It sure does.
Because that's probably
especially
something
the suicide
I would
packs
have done.
And everything. Yeah, exactly.
I would have done that while listening to like... My Chemical Romance and thinking about how edgy I was.
People leaving during Thanksgiving. That's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, just, yeah. Like I said, I see that poetry and all I can think of is that Twitter post that we had today where I was like, what did I say? I said,
realize.
I was like, being an emo kid was putting real lies on your MySpace and thinking that you were an intellectual. Which I definitely had that on my MySpace.
Sure you did. Sure
okay.
You did.
All right. So we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back and read some more. But thanks.
We'll be right back.
That was great. Well, I ate some candy corn and now I feel sick. So, you know, that's how I spent my lovely little break.
I'm also of the persuasion that like I'm like the toilet paper argument of the like forward or backward, just mm-hmm. wipe your damn butt. I like either eat candy corn or don't. I don't care if you like it, just eat it if you want it. It don't if you don't.
I'm of the persuasion of liking
like
candy corn. Yeah, I like candy corn.
Yeah.
I don't care if it does taste like candle wax. I like candy corn.
The people that are like, "You're monsters for liking it. It was all made in like 1921. Like, oh, okay, well then mind your own business. Yeah. I'm going to continue eating my stash.
Now,
that was
granted,
made in 1921.
I can't eat a ton of candy corn before I do start feeling sick. But
oh yeah, and your like tongue is orange.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
everything is orange.
I do enjoy candy corn. I'm one of those weirdos. I don't like licorice though. That's where I draw the line.
I'm not a
licorice fan.
Can't have red licorice. I'm allergic to it.
Really?
Yes. Oh. I'm allergic to red dye number 40. Weird
okay.
thing. I know. I'm allergic
That's
to basically
in a
cherry
lot
candy.
Of things, though.
So much. Like, so much. I don't really react to it as much as I used to. But,
okay.
Yeah, it used to be pretty, you know, we had to check everything. Make sure I don't even really like red Starburst. I mean, like I said, I can have these things now.
Right,
but I just don't
right.
particularly like them. Red vines, you know. But I do like black licorice. I don't mind it. Not
See,
in, you know, large
like
quantities.
Licorice.
Plus, you'd kill yourself doing that. But I don't mind it.
So while we're sharing things we're kind of allergic to, I'm not allergic to it, but I have like a like an intolerance or a aversion to garlic. I can't eat it.
Yes,
really,
that's why you're also a vampire,
yeah,
and I can see
so.
Mirrors again. Our Twitter feed.
I forgot that I mentioned that in Twitter, but yeah, I can't eat garlic. Like I can have little tiny bits and pieces, but it really really messes with my stomach, like super super bad. Just not good, not pretty, not cute. It's gross, and I love garlic, and my family's like. My mom's side of the family is Sicilian.
Emmy is absolutely impossible to cook for. I will do it till the end of the earth, but it is
garlic
it's impossible.
Goes in just about everything. So
everything.
And like everything. I said, I like garlic. I love the taste of it and the smell of it, but I cannot eat it. And I'm an embarrassment to my Sicilian family and heritage.
I
but
will slurp my buttery garlicky noodles in front of you with pride.
Okay. All right. So we're going to read a couple more stories, but we are going to save some. And actually, probably by the time, well, no, because this will come out at midnight California time on Halloween. So if you're listening to this, we're going, like, and it's still the day of Halloween 2020, we're going to try to read some more of these on, like, either Facebook Live or Instagram Live videos.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out, because we are going to try to read some of the stories that we couldn't get to on this episode on a Facebook Live or Instagram Live video. So anyway, the story I am telling comes from Brandon. It's titled Koshek the Cat.
Ooh, another kitty.
Another kitty.
Kitty cat.
So Brandon writes, for the last few years, I had a ghost cat that has followed me around. So we have another ghost cat. Once again, send me all of your ghost cats. I want all of them.
All of your ghost cats.
So that I can have a lot of cats, but only actually have two that I have to take care of.
Exactly.
It started as a joke in one of my old apartments that I'd seen something out of the corner of my eye, but then my Xbox would turn on randomly throughout the day. Even sometimes at night, I'd hear the beep of it being activated despite no one being close to it or anywhere near a controller. So my girlfriend, now fiance, congratulations, and I joked there was a cat brushing up against it. We promptly named it Koshek after the creepy kitty from the podcast Welcome to Night Vale, which, if you haven't heard of it, Welcome to Night Vale is a very interesting and fun podcast. It's kind of like a fiction podcast. Like, it's basically, it's like a radio program podcast. Like,
oh,
like,
cool.
It's all,
I want to do one of those.
Yeah. So basically it's all in character and in universe. And the podcast is in the form of, this is our town's local radio show.
That's cool.
It's like really cool, you know, and they've got like a bunch of characters and stuff that they're constantly referencing and stuff. It's really
neat. Brilliant.
I haven't kept up with it, but for a couple of years there, I was a huge, huge, huge fan of Welcome to Night Vale. So
I love it. Creative.
Over the years, though, there have been developments. It started with our living cats, Raja and Thorin, chasing nothing through the apartment. We originally chalked it up to random zoomies, which,
you know zoomies.
My cats get the zoomies. You know, my parents call it cracker cat. You know, when my parents' cat goes cracker, it's, you know, running through the house.
That's funny.
I've heard it called a bunch of different things. I call it the zoomies. You know, my cats get the zoomies. But anyway, so we chalked it up to random zoomies, but there were times when it seemed they were not playing with each other, but with something unseen. So again, we blamed it on Koshek. Now, there may have been times where not only have I seen black moving objects out of the corner of my eye, but others have started seeing him as well. In addition, he's followed me out of my apartment and house to other locations.
Oh.
That's creepy and cute.
Kitty likes to go for walkies.
I guess Kitty likes zoomy walkies. This last 4th of July, I was sitting in my parents' driveway lighting fireworks when I noticed movement directly over my shoulder in the garage. I turned to see my sister's boyfriend had also noticed movement too. He described it as a black tail slinking out of sight, the same thing I saw over my shoulder. So far, so far there hasn't been anything malevolent or sinister behind this specter, but I can't help but feel like I'm being followed or that I'm not alone in my living space. Despite having moved into a house, I think Koshek is still here with us, or is here with us still, watching over us and our boys, our eldritch kitty.
Oh, I hope he is.
I love that.
Aww.
Like, it's a little creepy, but it's also cute because ghosts are creepy, but it's a cat and that's sweet. And I love cats.
And he at least plays with your kitties. He doesn't like possess them. And yeah, you know, like my possessed Vegas, who's a freaking jerk cat.
I love Vegas, though. Vegas is a good kitty. Little spoiled and a little bit of a brat, but Vegas is a good kitty.
Yeah, I know. He's my fault. No matter what it is, he's my fault. Oh, man. Well, I'm glad that they still have their ghost kitty. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. And it's a happy ghost kitty.
Yes.
Okay, so my turn. So let's say I've got another one from Miss Hannah Fisher, who submitted, said, I'm not the best at storytelling, so hopefully this is interesting enough for you. Yes, it is. You're here, and therefore it's extremely interesting.
Everyone is good at storytelling in their own way.
Literally everybody. So. It's just different types of storytelling. Yes. Exactly. So growing up, a friend of mine shared many odd or crazy things that happened in her house because her mother was a self-proclaimed witch, walls shifting, creatures in the house, etc. I actually, when I was in high school, there used to be a little a store that was in like kind of the old old community of the city that I went to mm-hmm. high school in, and there was a Wiccan store there, and I spent a ton of time in there. Super fascinating. And it was not one of those like, yay, this is where, you know, the high schoolers go to hang out because it's the weird place. No, I was very interested. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch of books. Of all the times I've been invited to sleepovers, I never lasted a single night, usually walking the handful of blocks at home at 1 or 2 a.m. The story is one of them.
Okay.
Ooh. I know that feeling when you're just like, I can't do this. I don't like really sleepovers either. Feel ya. So mm-hmm. My friend's mother had moved out of state with her younger sister, but her room remained intact and untouched for holidays and other visits. Our sleepover went like most do: makeovers, dance party, food fights, etc. Yes, exactly. We know. we finally settled down to watch a movie, as girls are wont to do. And everybody, girls, sleepovers aren't just for girls.
No, we I'm had just saying sleepovers that
for
a
the
lot.
Context of the story. Yeah, but men
had,
like
I had sleepovers
too.
A lot when I was a kid, so.
So I get up to go around the corner and down the dark hallway to the bathroom, where I see a light on in the bedroom at the end of the hall. It's the sister's room.
Okay.
I thought it was odd, but I continued on to my destination. When I exited the bathroom, the bedroom light was off. I asked my friend if anyone went into her sister's room. She said everyone was in the living room the whole time I was gone. When I told her what I saw, her eyes widened. Mine would too. The two of us peeked around the hallway, and there was a light again on under the door. It moved. What?
No.
What? Mm-mm. No.
I don't like that.
No, I don't like that. No. We slowly crept to the up to the door and peek into the bedroom. There were three glowing orbs of light floating around in the room, yellow, green, and blue. I don't exactly know how to explain what I saw, but the closest I can think of is that I had an encounter with some type of fairy. I then grabbed my stuff and walked home. That was the last time I agreed to sleep over at her place.
Oh my God, no kidding. I would too.
I do not blame you.
Not
oh my
one
God.
Bit.
I commend you, because that is some freaky stuff.
That's
to make
really
you
creepy.
Want to leave and walk home at like 1 or 2 in like dark. Like,
yeah, that's
like, cause I know I've even like, sometimes I like to walk Java, you know, super early or super, right. super late at night, because nobody's out. Nobody's going to bother you. We're just walking and stuff. But there have been times and I've lived in this neighborhood my entire life.
Yeah.
I know this neighborhood. I've never been hurt in this neighborhood, but there have been times where you just know
something is wrong. Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, I like, this is really cool. So, holy cow, I think you ran into fairies. I don't have no explanation for that.
I don't either. So we have one more story from you, and I picked this one specifically because it'll like kind of segue nicely into our episode tomorrow. So this one actually comes from Sam from What's in Your Hometown. And like we said,
Sam!
She will be in our episode tomorrow on November 1st. So I just figured it'd be kind of cool to like read her ghost story so that we can go into tomorrow's episode and you're ready to hear from Sam. So Sam writes, "Hiya, friends. I saw you were looking for ghost stories and thought I would share my own. I have multiple, but I'll limit myself to only telling 2... for now."
Okay. Lay it on us, sister.
The first story takes place long ago in the year 2005 BC, before COVID. Oh my God. Imagine if that's how we start counting time. BC,
oh God,
before
no.
COVID.
Oh God, no.
I want merch now with that.
ADBC.
Just before COVID. Oh my God. Okay. In the year 2005, before COVID, when Hot Topic was the peak of fashion. This is apparently just today.
It's an omen.
Today
it's
is
an
just
omen.
A call out. To our emo
today.
Phase. I worked at Hot Topic. Did you know that?
I did not.
I did.
Wait, maybe I did. Oh my God.
I worked at Hot Topic.
Of course you did. Did you have buttons and green and pink hair? And
I
know you don't have
buttons.
Gauges.
I had purple hair. I had teal hair. I mean, you know.
The puncture belt with the studded.
Oh, the studded thingy. Belt, like you only wore belts. Like through one belt loop and hanging down to the side. Absolutely, I did.
Yes.
So, you know, and that was back in the time where like Hot Topic was still kind of, it wasn't like the poppy kind of store that it is, like the pop culture store it is now. Like this was back when it was still like the kind of like, they had the cemetery gates on the front and everything. You know, and it's like the employees were a nice mixture of like goth, emo, and scene.
Yes.
You know, so it's like you had the nice mixture of all the different subcultures.
It was a type, yes.
The Hot Topic subcultures. Okay, sorry. We derail a lot, but this is, I mean, this is just a theme for today, apparently, is it Sammy is. And Tess's really emo is. Phase.
Seriously. We're very reminiscent. We're nostalgic today.
Okay. Back when Hot Topic was the peak of fashion and we were all still panicking at the disco.
I'm still panicking
at the disco.
Where's the disco?
I'm panicking. There's just no disco anymore because we're all self-isolating. A self-isolated disco. Oh, God. Okay. Most importantly, I was still in middle school, which is only important because that means I was riding the school bus to my father's where my mother would pick me up once she got off from work and take me home. For the most part, no one was home when I got off the bus, but every once in a while, my father would get home early. On the day of the haunting, I got off the bus, stomped up the stairs, and dug around in my backpack for my keys before quickly stilling. Through the locked door, I could hear people talking about me. My first thought was, oh no, what did I do? I've felt that before. That is a very common thing. You hear your name and immediately it's, what did I do?
Oh God, what did I do? Oops.
So I leaned in closer to listen, but couldn't make out anything but my name. Taking a deep breath, I prepared myself for the lecture I was going to get. Speaking to my soul right there.
Ready for it.
Unlocked the door and went inside. The problem was there was no one there, which I thought was weird because I had heard someone talking about me.
Freaky, super freaky. Oh my God.
I checked the back bedrooms, no one. The rooms upstairs, no one. The kitchen and living room were empty, no one was home. So trying to find a reasonable explanation, I went back outside. Again, no one was there. It was then that I noticed no cars were parked in the driveway either. Whoever had been talking about me had simply vanished into thin air. P.S. This took place in the house that violently shook the very first time I stayed the night. Like the whole house shook and we couldn't for the life of us figure out why. And this is an earthquake country. I immediately was thinking, well, from a Californian perspective, that's not very surprising. But
well, you know what? It's funny what it kind of sounds like. It's like the ghosts of her house tried to like have a surprise party, but they forgot. Like so they're all whispering like,
oh my God. Oh my God. Maybe.
And then they forgot that when it's time for the surprise party, no one can see ghosts.
Right.
So she's like looking around everywhere. They're like, what's wrong with this chick? She's like, come on. And then they were all so frustrated by the end. They just shook the house.
Well, they shook the house the first time she stayed the night there. This is after she's lived there for a while.
For all she knows, they've been shaking the house every day since. She just has no idea.
But yeah, like I said, from a California perspective, though, you know, we have earthquakes in California where it's like
we do.
Sam and Julia are from West Virginia. They do not have earthquakes out there.
They do not.
That's creepy. Mm. Okay, so the second story takes place a few years later when I was in high school. My mother and I were renting a house at the time with a refurbished basement. At the time, I was struggling through a really bad depressive spell, and while the basement was nice and furnished, it was very dark and perfect for an angsty, depressed teen.
What is with teens and basements? Like, we just find the lowest possible.
Because we're at the lowest possible point in life at that point, or at least as far as we think. You know, we think
it's
we're at the lowest.
Cold and dry.
Yep. That's where you know, vampires go, you know, basement, basement dwelling vampires.
To avoid their garlic.
Yep, that's where emo vampires go, emo basement vampires. I don't know. I lost my place. Oh, so I took to sleeping on the couch in the basement instead of in my room. The basement also had its own bathroom, so it really was perfect. Unfortunately, near the end of our lease, we had to turn off the water to the downstairs bathroom because the toilet broke and flooded, which meant I would need to go upstairs if I needed to use the bathroom. I swear this is important and not just me weirdly talking about my bathroom.
I was going to say, that's just shitty.
We're with you. We're with you, Sam. You haven't lost us. One night I woke up and really needed to pee, so I started to make my way upstairs. Now, like I said, the basement was usually dark, but I quickly noticed that it seemed darker than normal, supernaturally dark. I couldn't see my hand right in front of my face. It also felt wrong. I don't know how to explain it, but I just got this feeling that something was wrong. Still, I really needed to pee, so I crawled up the stairs and made my way to the upstairs hallway. The way the house was set up, at the top of the basement stairs, there was a kitchen that led into the living room where my mother was using as her room. Then there was a long hallway. My room was at the end of it, and on one side was the bathroom. I turned the corner into the hallway and stopped dead in my tracks. At the end of the hallway, in the door frame of my room, was the dark figure of a man. Oh, my God.
Mm. Oh.
That's my, like, voice caught in my throat. Like, that's absolutely terrifying.
Ooh, that's scary.
Like, oh, my God. I can't even. Mm, okay. He was huge and filled up the door frame behind him and was this hazy green light. It wasn't bright, but it made the outline of the man easy to see. He started walking towards me. Like, I'm sorry, like, I'm almost tearing up because I would be so panicked in that moment.
Like, oh my God, that's so freaky.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to get through this. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not triggered or anything. I put myself in people's shoes really easily. Like, I'm very empathetic. And it's like, I'm immediately just imagining how I would feel in that situation. And I'm freezing up and I'm terrified.
Okay. I'm imagining the hash slinging slasher.
The sash singing. Okay. He started walking towards me, but it was like he was unsteady on his feet and kind of limped. I was terrified and frozen in place. I wanted to scream, but I was weighing whether waking my mother was worth it. I decided it wasn't. Oh, always wake your parents.
Yeah, really.
Especially if you think there's a home intruder, always wake your parents. It's worth it. It is always worth it. I decided it wasn't, so I kept quiet and watched him get closer. Once he reached the bathroom, he vanished and appeared right back in the entrance of my room, where he would start walking towards me again. For what seemed like forever, but was probably only a moment, he just continued on like that, stumbling towards me, reaching the bathroom, and blinking back to the entrance of my room. Then the urge to pee hit me all over again. I've had a... I bet that kind of snapped you out of it.
I would have just peed on...
I'm surprised just that you didn't pee your pants, because... I would not have had the mental faculties to hold it anymore. It would have immediately been everywhere.
I dare say Sammy's already wet himself.
Almost. If I hadn't peed before sitting down to record, it might be. I've had a lot of ghostly encounters, but never one that felt like I was in danger until this one. He felt evil. But I wasn't going to wake my mother and needed to pee, so I ran down the hallway, ducked into the bathroom, and turned on the light. I peeked my head back out, and he was gone. We moved a short while later. I never told my mother about the man, but never once slept in my room. Hope these were spooky enough for the spooky season. Talk to you soon, Sam.
Yeah.
Definitely spooky enough. I'm kind of glad we ended on those because
yes.
I don't know if I'm capable of reading more, but also it leaves everybody that's listening on a spooky note.
Yeah.
Tune in spooky again tomorrow to feel better about yourselves.
Happy Halloween.
Oh my God. Those were intense. Some of them were cute.
Some of them were very cute.
Some of them were very terrifying.
Oh my gosh, what an adventure. This has been a freaking blasty blast, though. I love this.
Thank you
this
all like, so much for writing it. We've still got, you know, like I said, we've still got a couple more stories. We're not going to read them on this because we're already, you know, like well over an hour at this point. But
But we do want to get to them though, and we'll reach out, like, you know, Facebook Live. We'll do some live.
We keep saying we're going to do lives, and we've never actually done one. So, I'm actually off Friday, so maybe I'll read a couple of them Friday, and then on Saturday on Halloween, since you're not doing anything, you can read a couple on Halloween. So we'll do two lives. Sounds great. By the time this comes out, the Friday one will have already happened.
Yeah, we'll run.
but Tess's might not have yet.
But check them out. They'll still be on the feed. They should be. Hey, happy Halloween, guys. Be very safe. If you haven't already gone out trick-or-treating and you're not enjoying your stash and you have yet to, be safe, wear your masks and your Halloween masks, and stay away from each other and just enjoy yourselves, you know? Like, we can still have spoopy fun, you know, just... you know, socially distanced. It's Halloween.
So
this is like this. It's
Halloween
it's a
is
Saturday.
Yeah. Halloween is like moon. The perfect holiday to Halloween and trick or treating are honestly like the perfect things to do during social distancing. So, go out and have some fun. Just do it safe.
Exactly.
And once again, thank you all for writing in and, you know, for listening
thank you.
So we'll be back again tomorrow with another episode. Another regular episode with Sam. And
you
thank you.
Just October all over the place. Yeah.
It'll be November.
And don't forget to vote if you haven't already.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, it's too late for mail-in voting, but vote.
It matters.
Make your voice heard.
It matters. Vote. It matters.
Even in your local elections.
Yes.
Even if you don't think your state matters, like, you know,
we've,
your state's already going to vote
one way. We've
said
it before and we'll say it again. Changes happen at the local level.
Yes, they do.
So, okay. So thank you for listening. And don't forget,
Big Brother is watching.
Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Conspiracies and Cryptids with Sammy and Tessa. Don't forget to check out our website, www.conspiriesandcryptids.com, for more episodes and other information.
And if you're really enjoying what we're doing, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/cryptipod. That's CRYPTIPOD. There you can find different ways to support us and get some awesome goodies along the way.
While you're at it, you can also find us on all of your favorite social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's any one of those at Cryptipod.
And if you're enjoying our podcast, please think about leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. Leave us 5 stars and a nice little blurb about why you like us. It helps us to gain some traction and find some new listeners.
And while you're at it, don't forget to tell your friends, because our friends are your friends.
And don't forget, Big Brother is watching.